Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Whether disagreements relating to hardware, software, characters, or controls, some gamers love a good argument, as ridiculous as it may seem to others. The fact is, people get very passionate about games, and gamers revel in tribal arguments, defending their interests with passion and fervor, even if it is a bit stupid sometimes. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture Gaming, and here are the 10 most ridiculous things gamers can't stop arguing about. 10. Random encounters. We've all been there. You're traversing the overworld, wandering through the tall grass, and then wham! An enemy appears right on top of you and a battle commences, ready or not. It's a staple of some games, but the question is it good? It wouldn't be overstating matters to say that some players dread traversing the overworld in these games, as they know all too well that every 10th step they take, boom, another random battle will ensue. Other gamers, however, adore random encounters, as they allow for the opportunity to grind out additional, otherwise squandered XP, and to quickly level up their party. 9. Camping. For reasons best known only to themselves, there's a substantial vocal contingent of gamers who appear to have a huge problem with the very high skill strategy of hiding in a bush for the majority of an online match in shooters like Call of Duty. Because, as we all know, playing games isn't about having fun, or even interacting with other players, or exploring the map. It's about exploiting other players' desire for fun by letting them run around before sniping them from a random bush to get that juicy KD ratio. Yes, campers in video games really are the noblest of gamers, and not at all pathetic little dweebs who are so obsessed with winning a game, they'd rather basically not play it at all! No, I'm not salty, it's satire! 8. Mobile gaming. One of the more modern gaming-related arguments is whether or not mobile gaming should even be considered gaming at all. Games like Candy Crush and Raid Shadow Legends immediately spring to mind, but the multitude of app stores and mobile marketplaces out there are virtually spilling over with mobile games, both free-to-play and fully priced. These are definitely games, so why do so many people argue that they're not real? Well, usually the argument lies somewhere around the fact that mobile games have traditionally focused on a very passive and addictive gameplay loop, rather than any narrative substance as a way of squeezing out money. But then you look at some AAA titles that do the same, and that argument doesn't look so strong. 7. Screen locking. For the uninitiated, the concept of screen locking relates primarily to couch co-op multiplayer sessions of tragically lost days gone by, and is most prevalent in first-person shooters like GoldenEye 007 and TimeSplitters. A heinous and morally reprehensible rival would literally look at your section of the screen to figure out your location and plan accordingly. Basically, cheating. In a bid to negate the impact of this questionable tactic, the internet is awash with all manner of weird and wonderful workarounds, usually cobbled together out of cardboard and hope, which help players to prevent their sneaky siblings from committing the dastardly deed. 6. Western RPGs versus JRPGs. This argument is stupid, and basically revolves around the question of whether Western RPGs, like Mass Effect, The Witcher, Elder Scrolls, and Knights of the Old Republic, are better or worse than Japanese RPGs, such as Fire Emblem, Final Fantasy, Dragon Quest, or Pokemon. Just listing a few from each side is enough to make most gamers salivate. But the debate rages on over which are objectively better, a quandary which is pretty much impossible to qualify. It's nonsense when you think about it. We don't passionately debate whether Western or Japanese developed platform or action games are better, so why do we do it with RPGs? 5. Rule sets in Super Smash Bros. To be clear, we're not talking about competitive tournament play here. That's an altogether different beast. While most fighting games do indeed have options to customize the finer points of bouts, and can therefore be tailored to a player's preference, Super Smash Bros. Takes this tinkering to a whole new level. Choosing and creating original rule sets in Smash has become a meta of its own, a game within a game. It's an art form whereby creative and or absolutely deranged players can come up with some weird and wonderful variations on the traditional default Smash setup, and then argue with others that theirs is the definitive way to play, obviously. 4. Esports. In fairness, most gamers stand in solidarity on this point, with most of the argument coming from the non-gaming general public. Are esports real sports? Could video gaming ever become an Olympic event? Ask any hashtag boomer, hashtag down with the kids, and they'll laugh in your face. But the reality is competitive gaming can be just as competitive and just as mentally and physically taxing as any other legitimate sport you could name. One only need look to the competitive League of Legends scene and the undeniably huge global audience this attracts, with seven-figure prize money coveted by teams from all around the world. With the money and skill like that being thrown around, it sure starts to feel like a real sport, doesn't it? 3. Console Wars. Perhaps the oldest and most ubiquitous entry on this list is one which every gamer is either aware of or has actively participated in, the Console War. Perhaps subconsciously taking their lead from Sega's infamous Genesis Does What Nintendo Don't advertising campaign of the 90s, there are gamers of all backgrounds who are extremely quick to point out your staggeringly numerous failings as a human being and question your parentage should you dare to state your love for a system which they themselves do not own. It's pretty ludicrous, really. Most people would own all consoles if they had the money. It's just infighting for the sake of infighting. But then there is also another breed, another faction in this war altogether. 2. PC gamers. PC gamers are a curious bunch. While a console is fundamentally the same machine on launch day as it is 7 to 8 years later, PCs are designed to adapt. Speak to a PC gamer, and it's not about whether they enjoyed a game, but how amazingly it ran, what mods they used, how many thousands of pounds worth of tech were shaking the house to its very foundations at the time, how many lowly console gamers they'd coerced to bringing them wine and oysters throughout. But really, is it that much of an achievement if your $6,000 PC runs slightly better than a $400 console? Come on guys, there's values to both sides of the coin here. 1. Inverting the Y-axis. This one always turns gamers' worlds upside down, or should that be downside up? Let's take a random FPS, say the new Doom, whatever. It's a game where the controls are basically everything. It has to feel natural to play if you're going to kick demon ass from here to Kingdom Come. So surely you push the stick up to look up and down to look down. This makes total sense. It's all about intuition, and the intuitive thing is that the screen matches your controller. But is it? Think about it. Fighter pilots pull down to lift the nose of their aircraft up. Inverting the Y-axis may actually be correct after all. I mean, it's obviously not, but that's the other side of the argument, which is stupid, but there it is. At the end of the day, we are talking about personal preference here, so it's down to the individual player to decide how best to enjoy their beloved hobby. Even if it is stupid and ridiculous and they're completely wrong, because up is up and down is down, and that's the way God meant for controllers to work.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.